let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Author Charles McClure grew up in the rural area of Jamestown, Ohio, where his imagination had a chance to blossom. As he grew older and had children, he would make up bedtime stories to tell them, sound effects included, rather than just read them books. That storytelling has helped him with his writing, keeping people interested in reading his stories. As he sits by a window for inspiration, his imagination grows. Charles is the author of the charming children's book, The Adventures of Slicky, Tricky, Icky, and Bad Cat Earl. Bad Cat Earl up to his tricks again, and it's only 2 days before Christmas. Why is he so silent? Who is the receiver of his mysterious letter? What happened to all the Christmas presents, and what's the greatest gift of all? The answers to these questions in The Adventures of Slicky, Tricky, Icky, and Bad Cat Earl from author Charles McClure, who is our guest on This Week in America. Charles, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Glad to be with you.
What an imagination. What a story that you've created here. A charming children's book, a whimsical tale featuring adorable animal characters. What was the inspiration, the motivation for writing this particular book?
Well, I was telling one of these stories to my son, and my wife was listening, and she said, "You need to write some of this stuff down." And I told her, "I'm not a writer." And she kept at me. And finally I said, okay, so I wrote one down. And she read it. She said, "I really like this. You need to get it published." I said, "Well, you know, trying to get a book published is probably going to be pretty difficult, but I gave it a try." And they took it the first time.
Just amazing.
I've been writing books ever since.
Well, I can understand that the talent you have that is translated from storytelling in real life and using sound effects and everything I mentioned to actually on the printed page. You do such a nice job with that in your book, The Adventures of Slicky, Tricky, Icky, and the Bad Cat Earl. Why children's books? Why did you write this particular book, a children's book, and why do you think you can relate so well, and why is it so much fun for you to tell the story in a children's book?
Because I love seeing children's face light up when they try to catch on to what you're saying. And my son was always real interested in animals and cats and dogs and things. So I just make up stories that way, keep them interested.
The book, by the way, available at Amazon, all the usual places. If you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you will find the website available for Charles McClure and his book, The Adventures of Slicky, Tricky, Icky, and the Bad Cat Earl. Let's talk about the writing process you went through. How long did it take you to write this book?
About 4 days.
Interesting. So it's sort of like the ideas were coming to you, were coming rushing to you, it sounds like.
If they do, all I have to do is think of a character, and then my mind takes off. I just start writing.
Now, you've got Slicky, Tricky, Icky, and then Earl as well in this book. Talk about developing that. Why you have characters enough that you really make an interesting story, the interaction, but not having too many. How did you decide on characters, especially in this book?
Well, I really thought maybe, you know, there's already stories out about mice and cats and this and that, and a lot of it, if you're not careful, you will scare a child by saying the cat ate the mice.
Yes, yes.
And I said, well, I'll just do something real easy and use the mice instead of other characters. So that's how I came up with not putting a lot of mice or a lot of killing or anything in there because of the children.
Well, and that's so important, and so often you see maybe writers are not aware of that, and they write a story for young children, but not necessarily appropriate for young children. You hit a home run on this one, The Adventures of Slicky, Tricky, Icky, and the Bad Cat Earl by Charles McClure, our guest on the program, book available at Amazon. Do you have other books that are coming out that you're working on at the present time?
Actually, I have about 20 or 25 books I've written.
Wow.
Of Tricky, Slicky, Icky, and Earl. It just takes time to, you know, I have to go through and redo everything. and reread it and then rewrite it again before I send it off. I haven't had a chance to because I had surgery back in April, and I've been trying to recover from that. So I haven't been doing a lot of writing, but hopefully I'll have one out.
Well, yeah.
Or
now,
sent to them in the next month or so.
How are you doing now? You feeling better?
I feel a lot better.
That's good. Your mind is still active, isn't it? You're ready to get back at it, I can tell. Back to the computer and, and writing more stories.
Yes. See, that's another dilemma for me because I can't use a computer. My wife has typed everything out for me.
You know,
and then she goes over it and types it.
I was almost going to say the yellow legal pad of the typewriter, but I thought I'd be showing my age. But I know exactly what you're talking about there. It's a whole lot easier using some of the old instruments that people used to use as they were writing books. Talk about your wife was sort of the one that encouraged you to become an author. Talk about being an author and actually getting started. It's one thing for her to say you should be an author, one thing for you to say, I'm going to do this. But actually getting started, what has this been like for you?
It's been exciting. It really has. It's been a journey. I never understood what it took for a publishing company to do a book. I thought you just wrote words down. You sent it off. They edited it. It would do whatever they did, and they could have it done in a week or two. Well, it doesn't work that way. It takes a month or so, 2 months sometimes, maybe 3 months, depending on what you want done to your book. But it's been real exciting because it's something I've never experienced, and I enjoy the process.
Well, in writing so many books, you've now, I think, getting a hang of what you go through. And it's interesting because it's not just the creative part, is it, of writing it. You then have to go through this whole publishing part and then the marketing and being able to get out there and to tell your story so people can respond. What's been most challenging for you in writing a book? What's the part that's the biggest challenge?
Oh, I would say just coming up with a different character for the mice and the cat to deal with.
Oh, yes.
That's probably the most difficult part for me. Once I come up with a name for the character in the books, then the rest of it is pretty easy. It comes to me.
With us on the program.
It's nothing I have to work on. It's just I can sit down and I have the character, it goes.
Yeah, it sounds like there's no such thing as writer's block in your mind that the stories just seem to come. It's like, slow down here a little bit so I can enjoy other aspects of life. The stories just seem to almost come constantly. The Adventures of Slicky, Tricky, Icky, and the Bad Cat, Earl by Charles McClure, our guest on the program. What are your goals in writing? How far do you want to go with this in writing children's stories?
As far as I can. As far as I can with this. Because I love children. I have two children. And I love seeing my youngest. I love to see him smile when he reads these things. And he just looks at me as dad. He doesn't look at me as an officer.
Right.
I'll read 120. Oh, that was all right, Dad. That was pretty good. And I said, all right, that's fine.
So you sort of get instant feedback.
Yeah, he always gives me some instant feedback. My wife, she enjoys them. She's the one that really enjoys them.
You know, as the children get older, are you going to switch gears a little bit and maybe start writing for older children rather than just the younger ones?
Yes. As a matter of fact, this last one, I'm about through with it. It's for a little older child. But I'd like to get into writing novels. I have a novel that I'm writing, and I'm only about 5 or 6 chapters away from finishing it. And I would like to get that out there.
How long does it take you to write these stories? And I get the impression, a matter of days, once you get the idea of you're ready to sit down and to wrap up a story. Is it that quick on most of them?
Yes. I got to come up with a name for a character, the character that they're interacting with, and then it just takes off.
You sort of got this formula going. Yeah, you get this formula going, and it really is a winning one and works very well for you. Charles McClure, our guest, author of the book, The Adventures of Slicky, Tricky, Icky, and the Bad Cat Earl, called A Whimsical Tale Featuring Adorable Animal Characters. You'll find it at Amazon, the usual places. When you're working on this novel, do the ideas come as quickly for the novel, or is that a little bit different, writing a novel rather than a children's story?
Just as easy.
Comes
to me just as easy.
Well, there goes the question on writer's block once again. I'm just going to move that out of the way because that doesn't seem to be a problem for Charles. What kind of response do you get, and how much fun is that? Not just from your wife that says, okay, you knocked it out of the park tonight. That was a great story. That's going to be a great book, or the kids and their response. When people read the book, what's that like for you when they really have an enjoyment and have really had fun reading it? What's that feel like?
It feels great. The thing that really gets me, I'm not really used to, is when people say, ask me, would you autograph it for me? Because I don't feel like it's, you know, I'm a big writer or anything. I'm just some books I wrote. I enjoy hearing them say it was a nice book. But my joy comes from seeing the little kids or their parents telling me that they've read books to their children and said the children really love it. When are you going to do another one? That's where I get excited at.
And as Charles mentioned, he's working on a number of other books, just getting the time together to get the books finished and to get them out there and to get them published, and talked about the fact that he's got a novel that he's working on. What, without giving away too much, what is the storyline in the novel?
Oh, it's about some country people. My family, my mother's family is from West Virginia. And it's a story about a person named Charles Lovelace. He's trying to go home to a family reunion, but he gets lost, and he runs into these country people in southern Ohio, and it takes off from there.
Ooh, that sounds, I won't ask you to give away any more, but I hope you wrap that up here and we have a chance to talk about that. Charles McClure, our guest on the program, the author of the children's book, The Adventures of Slicky, Tricky, Icky, and the Bad Cat Earl. You'll find all about Earl, Earl, and of course Charles and all of the others if you go to Amazon, the usual places, to get information on the book. Do you have any events coming up? I mentioned one part of it is the creative part, writing it, but getting out there, promoting and doing the book autographs, all of that. Do you have any engagements or any events coming up that you can talk about that will give you a chance to interact with the fans of your books?
No, not right now, I don't. I talked to one of my sister-in-law, and she lives in a different town, and she's trying to get a thing set up in a library for me to come and sign books and talk to the children and stuff, but I haven't heard anything back about that yet.
Well, that would be interesting to meet with a whole group of people that have had a chance to read the story. You can talk about the story along with sound effects there as well. It's when you write this story, they're very gentle. They're very well-developed stories. One of the things, as you read that, mentioned in a review, the value of kindness comes out. Are there sort of messages you want to entertain the child, but maybe get a message, a positive message as well? Is that part of the joy of writing this? You're not only entertained, but you're giving them some life lessons as well.
Yes. And some of the other books that I'll be getting published, hopefully, it tells about different animals and things that children really don't understand about them and where they live, that it's to me, teaching them what we have now. But if we're not careful, we'll lose a lot of this stuff because of the way the climate and everything is changing.
Yes.
So I try to put stuff in there so for them to remember, so they can, when they see it, I explain to them, I describe the animal, what the animal looks like, and hopefully they'll get involved in something like that.
We've got a couple minutes left in the program. Where did all of this begin for you, this fascination with storytelling, reading? Did you read a lot as a child, and who were some of the influences on your early life?
I didn't read a lot as a child. I more more as an adult, I did a lot of reading. And my favorite author was James H. Michener.
Oh, yes.
And I've read quite a few of his books. I love the way that he does his research. And that kind of weighed on my mind to do some research on some of these animals and things when I put them in my books for the children. And but he was the one, really. And the writing part, I never thought about being a writer. The stories that I was telling my son, it was just like for family, just for him. And my wife's standing there listening, so that's how that took off.
You know, that's an amazing story that you've got a talent with your mind in a minute or so here, but I'm fascinated. In the beginning, I mentioned if you sit by the window for inspiration, your imagination grows. Talk about that process. Is there, you talk to writers, creative people, many of them have a place like that, whether it's by the window or it's out on a porch in a rocking chair or wherever, where they're sort of by themselves and their imagination can grow. Is that the case with you in the window? Is that a great source of inspiration there? Your mind sort of is open, it's in a restive state, and you're able to be very creative that way.
Yes. Well, I sit by that window. And I look out and I see the little birds and everything. And I think, I try to look through a child's eyes. What would this child see?
Yes.
So that's why I try to write the way that I write.
And it's so effective. The book we're talking about is The Adventures of Slicky, Tricky, Icky, and the Bad Cat Earl. Our guest is Charles McClure, the author. The book's available the usual places, and we'll send you to Amazon.com. I mentioned that the part of that in promoting, marketing, getting the book out there, you've been working with Reader's Magnet in doing this. What's that experience been like for you in working with them?
I really enjoy that. I really enjoy them calling me and letting me know what's going on and the different events and everything. It's just a different lifestyle for me. I mean, it's turned everything around for me, basically.
Yeah, it's nice to have somebody there.
The more I get involved with it, the more I like it.
Yeah, nice to have somebody there you can fall back on to take these other things, and then you can focus on the writing, and they can focus on the marketing and getting the book read by people. Charles, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. Charles McClure, the author of The Adventures of Slicky, Tricky, Icky, and the Bad Cat Earl. Thank you so much for being with us. Good luck with all of the projects. Hopefully we'll be able to do this again. Good luck on the novel as well. Thank you for being with us on the program.
Thank you for having me.
It has been our pleasure. Charles McClure, the book, The Adventures of Slicky, Tricky, Icky, and the Bad Cat Earl. You find it at Amazon. Information, of course, on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. We're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.